It is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time.
It's time for TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to an all-new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, before we get started, you know how I would like to do this, guys. Don't forget to visit, subscribe, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, if you can't tell that I'm excited to be here Thursday, if you can't tell, man, that I am feeling really great about being here today. Listen, guys, you keep me coming back. You keep pumping me up for more. Thank you. God, listen, I'm excited to be here this Thursday with each and every one of you. And I'm excited that you took the time to join me and be a part of the show today. This is going to be good. Man, listen, I cannot wait for what we're going to talk about today, man. I can't wait for it. Listen, so for everyone, if this is your first time tuning in, your first time listening, and you are one of those amazing listeners for the first time, do me a favor. Go ahead and type the word new in chat. That's right, N-E-W. Go ahead and type that in. And whether you are in Japan and you're typing it in, or whether you're in India, type it in, or parts of South Africa, type it in, or Portugal, type it in, or the UK, type it in, Mexico, type it in, right here in the States, type it in. Wherever you are, I'm so glad to hear. And if you're saying, well, Travis, listen, man, this isn't my first time go around. This isn't my first rodeo. I've been listening to you ever since you've been streaming. I want to take this time to tell you thank you. I appreciate you. You guys keep coming back every week. You continue showing up every week. And I'm so happy. I'm so honored that you give me the opportunity to have this space with you. I'm excited, man. I can't wait. Listen, if you've been watching this show for any point of time, you know that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on the show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And listen, guys, this is an opportunity so that everyone can be a part of the show. Well, how can I do that, Travis? Listen up. Here's how you do it. Listen, each week, if you send in your Tell Me Something Good moment, I will do something very special. A Tell Me Something Good moment. Maybe it could be that you got the job that you were looking for. Maybe it's some good news that you received about a health report. Maybe there was a goal that you wanted to achieve, or someone that you were working with, you and your company or you and your team members were trying to achieve, and you guys achieved it, and you want to share that good news, go ahead and send in that Tell Me Something Good moment. And what I'll do is I'll get your email, and I will read it out loud And not only where people here in the United States know about it, but people all around the world will share in your good news. And guess what? They will know your name. That's right. People, can you imagine the people all around the world knowing your name? That's incredible. I want to give you an opportunity to that. So send it in. Your Tell Me Something Good moment to Tell Me Something 21 at gmail.com. Guys, today's episode is going to be absolutely amazing. I want to go ahead and play our affiliate sponsorship information. Get that underway. Once we do, we're coming back. We're diving into this. Guys, the information for our sponsors is right there below in the chat. Look right there. There it is right there. It's right there what you just saw. And if you're not watching this, you're listening to this later on, maybe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or maybe one of your favorite streaming platforms, listen up. You'll hear it, guys. I'm going to go right here and put this information. Don't go nowhere, guys. I'm coming back. I'm just getting
Walmart
started.
Is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell tech.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right there below in your chat. Guys, I'm excited to get started with this episode. Now, if you did not get a chance to see what the topic is today, if you did not get a chance to know what we're talking about today, guys, today's topic, today's episode, guys, is only human after all. Yeah, only human after all. And I know you're probably wondering, where in the world is Travis going with that? Guys, let me ask you a question. How many of you remember being a kid, and as a kid, you remember pretending to be a superhero? And let me just ask everybody this question that's watching, that's listening. Who would you say, or who was your favorite superhero? Yeah, who was your favorite superhero? Go ahead and type it in chat. Type it in chat. Say it out loud. Or if you're listening with somebody, why don't y'all just kind of banter back and forth? Who was your favorite superhero growing up? Who did you pretend to be? One of my favorite superheroes growing up was Batman. Still is to this day. But I also enjoyed heroes like Superman. Yeah, I love the man. I love the Man of Steel, right? Almost like the ultimate hero. You know, he's an icon. He's iconic. That red cape and boots, man. You see it. Oh, yeah. What do they say? Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My one of my favorite superheroes was Superman. And I think he's one of the most recognizable superheroes there is. Superman. That's right. We would pretend and run around either with a cape on us, or I would put a towel in my neck, around my neck, or a bed sheet, or a spread, or a blanket, or something. To this day, I still get a little blanket when my grandson comes over, and we run around and we pretend that we're flying like Superman. Because everybody wants to be a Superman. The cape, the power, the glory. But here's the truth. It is the truth I found out. Everybody wants to be a Superman, but the one thing I found out is that nobody talks about is nobody grows up and hoping to be Clark Kent. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Clark Kent, if you're unfamiliar with the story of Superman, Superman has a secret identity. A secret identity that allows him to move along the crowds every day. His secret identity is a person named Clark Kent. They're the same person, but that's his secret identity. When he wants to be able to move and be normal and be a regular person, he becomes Clark Kent. Everybody wants to be a Superman, but the cape, the power, the strength, the notoriety, the recognition, the glory, but nobody grows up hoping to be Clark Kent. Nobody grows up hoping to be someone's secret identity. Nobody grows up hoping to be somebody's secret. Nobody grows up hoping to be something that somebody only whispers about. Nobody grows up hoping to live in the shadows. Nobody grows up hoping to only be seen and just be recognized as just one of the faces in the crowd. Nobody says, I want to be the one that nobody notices. Nobody dreams of being the last one picked. If you were to ask any professional athlete right now who's playing any sport, whether it's basketball, team sport, whether it's basketball, football, soccer, or whatever it is, none of them, if you were to ask any of them, none of them would say, oh, geez, I hope they pick me last. I hope I'm the last in the draft. Nobody grows up hoping to be the Clark Kent. Nobody grows up hoping that nobody notices them and that nobody dreams of being the last one picked or the afterthought, the one that's written off. But everybody dreams of being a Superman. Everybody dreams of the red cape and the red boots and the super suit and everybody recognizing them. Everybody dreams of, in today's society of technology, everybody dreams of when you post something, everybody likes your post. Everybody dreams of being the next big thing. Everybody dreams of people recognizing them and acknowledging them and accepting them. Nobody says, I want to be the person that nobody accepts. Nobody grows up hoping that they aren't accepted. Nobody grows up hoping that nobody recognizes them. Nobody grows up hoping that they're somebody's secret. Nobody grows up hoping that they're just a whisper on the lips of society. But everybody dreams of being a Superman, someone who can flex their muscles and show their strength. Nobody dreams of being a secret identity. After all, nobody even expects or ever expects to be rescued by a Clark Kent. Clark Kent, as I mentioned, was Superman's secret identity. But here's the thing. Even though he was Superman's secret identity, he wasn't hiding. Clark Kent wasn't hiding. He would be at grocery stores. He would be at movies and ball games. So he wasn't hiding. He would show up to work, but he wasn't hiding. He would tie his shoes. He wasn't hiding. He would wait on a taxi. He wasn't hiding. He would talk to regular people. He wasn't hiding. He would type out letters. He wasn't hiding. He would go to work and have a lunch break. He wasn't hiding. The thing is, Clark Kent wasn't hiding. He wasn't trying to fit in, but instead he was blending in. And there's a big difference between fitting in and blending in. Fitting in means losing pieces of yourself just to be accepted. It means changing your voice. And what I mean by changing your voice is this. I'm not talking about changing the way you sound, although this may be a part of it. You know what I'm talking about. When you're at work, you sound completely different on the phone when you're at work than when you're not at work. You answer the phone when you're at work, it may sound something like this. Thank you for calling Company A. My name is Travis Patton. I'm so excited to hear you today. And then you call me on my regular phone. Hey, man, what's up? How you doing? Good to hear from you. Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about that kind of changing your voice, although that may be part of it. You may change your voice to be accepted. You may change your voice to fit in. I'm not talking about changing your voice, changing the way you sound, although that may be part of it. When I mention changing your voice, I'm talking about changing your convictions and your stance on things and the things you believe in just to fit in. I'm talking about that you will publicly agree with something that in private you disagree with. Or you will publicly disagree with something that in private you would agree with just to fit in. You will change your style, change your story. Have you ever talked to someone and you begin to tell them a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your life, and all of a sudden, they start telling you, yeah, I was that way too. And that was they too. And deep down, you know it wasn't. And they know it wasn't. You'll change your story just to fit in. When I was growing up, that happened to me too. You good and well know that it never happened to you. But you wanted to have a shared experience just so you could join in on a conversation. You would change your story. And you will create a whole new person with a whole new background just to change your, just so you could fit in. You would change your story, trading out your own uniqueness for approval. But blending in is something a little bit different. It's a whole lot different. Blending in means you're able to move quietly through the crowd while keeping every part of who you are intact. That means you can just start with the company and you'll be who you are. You'll learn what you need to learn. You'll be the same person if you were sweeping the floor as if you were the person making all the decisions. I'm the same person if I drove a broke down car that was smoking as if I start getting a brand new Cadillac. I'm the same person if I lived in a shack If I start getting a 5-bedroom house, you are able to move and vacillate between the same structures of life. You're able to keep who you are regardless of what changes that come in your life. Blending in, I can remain the same no matter what changes come. Blending in, and you can move quietly through the crowd while keeping every part of who you are intact. Clark Kent, I noticed something, man. Clark Kent didn't trade in his style, his convictions, or his uniqueness to match where he lived or where he worked. If he ate a hot dog where he lived, he would have a hot dog at work. If he, listen, he would tie his shoe in his apartment just like he would tie his shoe at work. If he believed it at home, he believed it wherever he went. He didn't change out his convictions just because he was Clark Kent, just because no one really acknowledged him, just because nobody recognized him. He didn't change what he believed just so he could be recognized. He didn't change his convictions or his uniqueness and traded it in just so he could be have approval. He kept his own voice. He just chose when and how to use it. And maybe, just maybe, the hero the world needs right now isn't the one in the spotlight. It's the one who isn't trying to be seen. It's the one who knows that truth is the first superpower. The world's got enough capes. The world has enough people trying to wear a cape. The world has enough people wearing capes. Where are the Clark Kents? Let's bring back the Clarks. Let's make the Clark Kents popular. Fitting in and blending in are not the same. I know most of us think they are, but fitting in causes us to reduce ourselves just to get along while we shrivel into the shadows. It means silencing parts of yourself just to make others comfortable. Let me give you this public service announcement. If you have to dull your shine whenever you are around them just to feed their ego, if you have to dull your shine just to make them look good, maybe, just maybe, you need to ask yourself, do you really need to be around them? If you have to dull your shine just so you won't hurt their eyes, maybe it's time they invest in a pair of good sunglasses. You should not have to dull your shine just to make their ego look good. Baby, shine, shine, shine. This is your season to shine. You should not have to dull your shine just to feel, just so their ego is not bruised. Maybe you have to reduce yourself. Maybe you have to silence parts of you so other people are comfortable. It means fitting in means wearing masks until you don't even recognize your own face. You have put on airs with so many people that if you look at your own self in the mirror, you don't know who you are from day to day. You don't know if you're this person. You don't know if you're that person. You can't keep up with the number of personalities that you've made. And that's why sometimes You're so frustrated. That's why sometimes we become so frustrated because we don't even recognize who we are. We have put on so many masks to make people feel comfortable. We have put on so many masks so other people can accept us that we can't even accept ourselves. We don't even know who we are day to day. We can't even recognize our own face. Fitting in means showing up in modesty when sometimes we need to be bold. And I know what some of you are already thinking. I know what some of you are already saying. You're saying, I know what you're saying, man, but why even bother? What's the use, man? Why even try? What's the point? Why try? Why even bother, man? What difference does it make? You know what? I mean, what's the best part about it? You know why should I even try? Why should I try to stand out? Why should I try to be different? You know why, man? Just you know what's so bad about fitting in anyway? And I'll be honest with you, it's a fair question. That's a fair question. What's so bad about being like everybody else? What's so bad about just fitting in? It's a fair question. Fitting in feels safe. It's easier. I don't have to put in no extra work to fit in. I don't have to be myself. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe we choose to fit in to avoid being ourselves. Maybe we choose to fit in so we don't have to face ourselves. Maybe a lot of the things that we learn and do, we do them because if I have to face myself one more time. I told you guys a story about myself. I told you there was a time in my life I had an extremely low self-esteem where it was so bad I did not even like to walk past a mirror because I did not like my reflection. I would do everything I could to avoid looking at myself. I would do everything I could to avoid seeing myself. I would do everything I could to avoid dealing with myself. I would read books so I wouldn't have to deal with myself. I would try to get involved with hobbies just so I wouldn't have to deal with myself. I would do everything I can just so I wouldn't have to face myself. And maybe that's what it's about. Maybe we do so many of these things just so we won't have to face ourselves. Maybe we try to fit in just so we don't have to deal with ourselves, because it's easier than dealing with yourself. But here's the catch. When you fit in, you lower yourself and you lose your voice. You lose your fire. You lose your story. Everybody's story is different. You lose the things that make you unique. Think about it. How many times have you said, I'm just trying to blend in, when really you were just trying to fit in? Maybe you tone down your opinions at work. You won't speak up for yourself. I just won't say nothing. I won't say, I know if I speak up, it's going to change something, but I'm not going to do it. I don't want to rock the boat. I want everybody to think I'm a troublemaker. I'm going to hold my opinion to myself. You hold your opinions and you know what you say could make a difference. You will say nothing to make a difference in society. You won't make an action to make a difference in some other child's life. You won't speak up to make a difference in the next generation because I'm a tone. Because if I say something, then I won't do it. You could be a mentor to be someone else, but I'm going to hold it in because, well, who wants to listen to me anyway? Don't nobody want to listen. Don't nobody want to hear. I just won't say that. Maybe you tone down your opinions at work or you hid your passion because it wasn't the norm. Maybe you copied a trend on social media just to avoid standing out. Why not do it? Why not be like everybody else? Everybody else is doing it. Why can't I do it this way? Why can't I do it? Why not? That's fitting in. And it costs us something. Sometimes fitting in costs us a lot. But blending in, it's different. Blending in is different. Blending in is a choice that you make. Yeah, I'm choosing. Yeah, I'm gonna choose this. Blending in is intentional. I intended to blend in. Blending in is being your fully self while knowing when to move in the moment. Yeah, blending in means being your full self while knowing when to move in the moment quietly. Guys, and listen, and here's something else, guys, that I learned. Here's something else that I learned. Blending in means moving, knowing when to move in those moments. But one thing I learned is this. Sometimes those moments don't come on their own. Sometimes you have to create them. Yes, sometimes you have to create your own moment. Sometimes you have to create the moment that you've been looking for by being yourself. People aren't looking.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For another copy of that, people aren't looking for a copycat version of something. People are looking for authenticity. They're looking for someone who's willing, who's daring, who's bold enough to be themselves. Listen, anybody can be a copy, but it takes somebody with some tenacity. It takes someone with some boldness to be themselves. Anybody can be a cheap copy. Anybody can do what everybody else is doing. But that person who says, I'm going to be something different. That person who says, I'm going to be the first in my family to do this. That person that says, I'm going to be the first in my family to speak up. I'm going to be the first in my culture to change it. I'm going to be the first on my block to do something different. I'm going to be the first in my neighborhood. You might be the only one in your neighborhood picking up the trash to make it look better. Be the first one. You might be the only one. So I'm going to make sure I don't have road rage. You might be the only one who graduates college. You might be the only one who starts something and see it through. You might be the only one. But it takes boldness. Sometimes you have to create the moment you're looking for, not by being loud or flashy, but by stepping into who you are with purpose and intention. Clark Kent blended in perfectly, not to disappear, but to prepare, to watch, to learn, to be ready. Now, if you know or if you're familiar with anything about Superman, a little bit about Superman, let me help you out. Superman, he had this place in the North Pole where he would go and prepare for the next battle. He had this place where he would go and he would go after a battle. He had this place that he would go where he would help learn about what the battle he's currently in. He had a place that he would go that he could learn about his heritage and his history. He had a place where he would go and he would learn different things. Superman had a place that he could go to. He had his place called the Fortress of Solitude. He had a place where he was powerful, a place where he was untouchable, a place where he was above it all. But there were times when he did not want to be Superman. There were times he wanted to blend in. There were times he wanted to blend in, and he could not blend in a red cape. Can you imagine walking down the street or you in the store and somebody walks in with a red cape, bright red boots, and a blue suit? They would instantly, immediately stick out. That's no blending in. Can you imagine that? He couldn't blend in. So there were times he wanted to blend in. So when he wanted to blend in, he would become Clark Kent. And as Clark Kent, he also had a place. He had a one-bedroom apartment in the city where he worked. So as Superman, he had a place where he could go and be powerful, where he could go and be untouchable. He could go and learn. He could go and better himself. But Clark Kent also had a place. He had a place where he could go and he could learn. He had a place where he could go and he could prepare. And you're no different. Yeah, you are no different. You also have your own space. And here's what you need to know about your own space. You matter in your own space. I don't care how someone's been trying to make you feel. You matter in your own space. It doesn't matter what's happened to you previously in your life. You matter in your own space. I don't know what was going on before you tuned in today, but you matter in your own space. I don't know what text message you got before you showed up for this episode, but you matter in your own space. It doesn't matter what thoughts came to your mind, but you matter in your own space. We often wait for grand moments and the big stage, thinking that's when we will matter most. We often wait for, we got, oh girl, look how many likes they did. You make a post on social media and you don't think it's important unless you get a certain number of likes or a certain number of heart emojis. Baby, let me tell you something. You mattered before you got your first heart emoji. You mattered before they first hit that first thumbs up. You mattered before they visited your page. You mattered before there ever was a page. You mattered before you created the page. You will matter if the page goes away. You matter. We like to wait on the grand moments when everybody knows your name and your name is on the lips of everybody before we feel like we matter. Let me tell you something. You matter when they had no idea who you were. You matter when they didn't know you. You matter if you was the only person showing up to work on time and all you did was your 8 hours and you put it in and you left. You matter if they recognize you. You matter if they called your name out. You matter if they never looked in your direction. Sometimes we begin to feel that we don't really matter. Listen, some grand moment and some big stage to be on, thinking that's when we'll matter most. It's kind of like Superman. You know, when you think about Superman, they always do this, and you'll have people walking on the streets, and they'll look up in the sky, and they'll point in the sky, and they say, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. We think the only time we matter when someone wants our attention. Are you so busy looking up in the sky that you don't see Clark Kent standing next to you? The truth is, you matter in the small spaces too. You matter in a single bedroom apartment. You matter in a cramped efficiency. You matter if life forces you to relocate or downsize. You matter if you live with someone else. You matter if your job changes, your financial situation shifts. You matter if your health takes an unexpected turn. You matter if you go from a six-figure salary to flipping burgers. Your power isn't measured by where you are or where you or what you do on a grand scale. It's in how you hold your space, no matter how big or small. You listen, your ability to keep showing up, to stay true to who you are, that's where real strength lives. That's where the quiet kind of heroism thrives. In order to begin to find out who you really are, you have to master your own space. Let me tell you what that means. You got to master where you are in life. You're not 20 years old anymore. You're not 10 years old anymore. You're not 30 years old anymore. You don't have the income you used to have anymore. You don't have the ability and the capability you had before. You got to master your own space. Don't think about and ask, well, why can't I be like I used to? Master your own space. Owning your own space means more than just having a place to live or roof over your head. It means owning who you are fully, unapologetically. It means standing in your truth, even when no one's watching. It means not letting imposter syndrome steal your confidence, because you know the value of your space. You don't have to be jealous of anybody else, because I own my own space. You might be able to do that really well, but I can do this like nobody else can. Own your own space. They may be gifted at singing and writing. You may be gifted at something different. Own your own space. If the applause you hope for never comes, that's okay. Keep going, because you own your own space. If the traumas from your past try to follow you into your present, you don't let them, because you own your own space. If life throws curveballs, unexpected changes, setbacks or challenges, you button up your shirt, baby, and keep moving, because you own your own space. If you have to learn new skills and pivot directions or do things differently, you do it because you own your own space. Owning your space means you don't live for the approval of someone else, because you've already taken the time to accept yourself. If they never pat you on the back, you reach around and pat your own self. You may not be able to do anything but blink and move your eyes, but own your own space. Think about this. Think about this. Superman and Clark Kent are the same person. They're the same person. He could fly across the street to get anywhere he needed to be. But when I watch some of the Superman movies, he's there flagging down a taxi cab. Taxi, taxi. Or he's asking somebody, hey, can you give me a ride home? Or he's catching an Uber. Can I get a ride? I'm going to call that Uber to give me a ride home. Or he's walking. He's the same person as Superman as he is Clark Kent. He has the same abilities as Clark Kent that he has as Superman. But sometimes, and I watch the Superman movies, he is catching a cab, catching a Uber, catching a ride, and he could easily fly. He could easily fly across the street to get where he needed. One leap and you'd be there in seconds. But sometimes you choose to walk step by step, because owning your own space means standing where they said that you couldn't. They said you'd never bounce back, but they lied. They said there was no comeback in you, but they lied about that too. They said your life would never turn around, but they lied about that too. They said that you would never recover from that, but they lied about that too. Owning your own space means I'm going to stand on everything they said that you couldn't. I'm going to become everything that they said that you couldn't. You're going to be everything that they said that you couldn't. They said you'd never be anything. They said you always be that way. They lied about that too. So he would walk sometimes because they said that Superman couldn't walk. They said Superman couldn't be this way. Walking isn't a weakness. It's strength. You know what I'm talking about. They posted all types of negative things about you on social media. They don't realize how much strength it took for you not to clap back and post stuff about them. They called you and called themselves getting you together, and they don't know how much strength it took inside of you not to read them their rights. It wasn't weakness. It was strength. It was strong that I didn't tell you about yourself. It took strength not to go blow for blow with you. It took strength not to tell you about yourself. It's not weakness. It was strength. That's your call too. No matter your space, big or small, celebrated or unseen, you have power there. You own it. You matter. Life is too short to spend it trying to be a copy of something you weren't meant to be. Let me say that again. Life is too short to spend it trying to be a copy of something you were never meant to be. Guys, when I think about Superman, I don't know about you, when I think about Superman, some of the things that stand out to me about Superman is his abilities, his powers, his superpowers, right? His superpowers, that's what you like, right? To fly up in a way, right? His powers. Did you know Superman has some powers that are easily recognizable? We recognize the flying, the strength. Did you know Superman's ability to fly is his number one most recognized thing, ability? It's his number one ability. It's his number one list of most recognized ability. It is the ability to fly. But did you also know that his strength, his super strength, is number two? His strength is number two. But number three is his X-ray vision. That's right, X-ray vision. Not super speed, not laser beams out of his eyes. It's his X-ray vision. The power to see things differently. Maybe that's not just his superpower. Maybe it's ours. Let me explain what I'm talking about. What if Superman's X-ray vision isn't just about seeing through a brick wall? It's not just about seeing through things. It's not just seeing past the wall, but seeing what the wall could become. Because when he sees through the wall, he can see the atoms. He can see the structure of the brick. He can see through wood, and he can see the structure of the wood, and he can see what the bricks could become. He can see what the wood could become. He can see that a pile of bricks could become a home. He can see a stack of wood could become a shelter. He can see that a piece of cloth that has could become warmth wrapped around someone who's needing it. Maybe, just maybe, X-ray vision works so well because Superman believes that what he's looking at can become something much more. And maybe we need that kind of vision. Maybe what we need is X-ray vision, that kind of vision that looks at a difficult job and sees the sees the skills that is shaping in us. The kind of vision that looks at a strained relationship and sees the reconciliation is still possible. I mean, the kind of X-ray vision that looks into the mirror and sees that it sees not what others have labeled us as, but who we can actually become. Maybe our real power, isn't in lifting cars or flying through the sky. Maybe it's in seeing things differently, in seeing someone else's worth, in recognizing the value of relationships. Maybe it's in being authentic and genuine and believing that it's more is always possible. Just as Superman protects the city and all the citizens of the city and all the people that live there, Clark Kent does the same thing for Superman. He protects Superman. Clark Kent protects Superman. Clark Kent shields him. He protects him from the constant pressure of being perfect. Have you ever met someone where everything has to be just perfect? If it's going to be lined up, it's going to be perfectly lined up. If it's looked like this, it's going to be perfectly. Everything they do is perfectionism. Everything Superman does is perfectionism. Everything, you got to show your strength at all the time. I'm never weak. I'm never weak. I'm always strong. I always got it together. I always know what to do. Listen, I don't always know what to do. I don't always have the answer. I don't always know what to do. I don't always know what decision I'm going to make. And Clark Kent protected Superman from the need to always know what to do. Clark Kent protected Superman from always having the answer. Clark Kent protected Superman from always being perfect, from always having to get it right, from the weight of feeling invincible when deep down even heroes can break. Clark gives him the freedom to stumble, to misspell a word, to mispronounce a name, to be human without the world watching, to laugh at goofy things and to have a goofy personality and not apologize for it. I mean, I know there's some of us that there's some people you feel like you always got to be perfect around them. You can't be yourself. You can't relax. You can't say the wrong thing. You can't say the wrong at the wrong time. If you do, they got to correct you. Can I be Clark Kent for 1 minute? Can I take off my cape? I realize that there are times that Superman was looking for moments that he could take it off. He wasn't trying to find moments that he could keep that cape on. He wasn't trying to find moments to keep on his cape. He was trying to find moments that he could take it off. And maybe that's what we need. Moments where we can just take off our cape. Moments where we don't have to fit in. moments, we don't have to dodge in bullets and show that we're bulletproof and show that nothing bothers us and show that nothing gets next to us. Because behind the cape is a man who still needs room to breathe, to smile for no reason, to share moments that don't have to be heroic at all. Take off the cape. Take off the boots, your super suit. Stop walking around like nothing really bothers you. You know it got next to you. You can't be everything to everybody else and still have time for yourself. Is it possible that a lot of your frustrations, our frustration, come from trying to fulfill everyone's expectation of us and rescuing everyone we see? I often wondered why Superman would take his cape off and take his boots off and take off his super suit and turn back into his secret identity of Clark Kent. Then I realized it's because he needed some room to breathe. You always rescuing everybody else, you don't even have room to breathe. He needed some room. He needed room to be something more than what other people expect of him. He needed moments to live outside of the expectations of others and not to be afraid to be himself. Take it off. As a kid, I wondered why he did not just stay in his Superman suit all the time. Then I realized he would be exhausted. Maybe some of the things that we're feeling isn't always because someone else has gotten on our nerves, but because we are flying around with our cape and boots trying to rescue everyone. We become so accustomed to rescuing everyone else that we forget one of the greatest rescues of all is to rescue ourselves. Rescue ourselves from other people's opinions of us. Rescue ourselves from other people's expectations. Rescue ourselves from past hurts and trauma. Rescue ourselves from mistakes you can't do anything about now. And sometimes we spend so much time looking for a red cape to save us, we undervalue when the hero shows up in blue jeans and slacks or wearing a pump and a dress. And maybe the real power, knowing when to be the hero and when to let yourself just be you. Because even heroes need room to breathe. Somebody do me a favor. Take a deep breath right now. Right now, wherever you are, take a deep breath. Breathe in. And breathe out. You've just been needing room to breathe in and breathe out. You've just been needing room to breathe. Breathe in. Wherever you are right now listening to this, I want you to take a deep breath and breathe out. All you've been needing all this time is just some room to breathe. You've been running around rescuing everybody else. You haven't even thought about rescuing yourself. You haven't even thought about rescuing yourself from that rape or that trauma. You hadn't even thought about addressing and rescuing yourself from all the things you've had to deal with, from all the isolations you've been feeling. You haven't thought about rescuing yourself from the rejections. You've just been going on and on and keep going, trying to rescue everybody else. Hadn't even thought about rescuing yourself. Even heroes need room to breathe. If you can't save the whole world, save the world you live in. Let me say that again. If you can't save the whole world, then save the world you live in. Sometimes all people need is a Clark Kent. They don't need you busting down walls and doing all the heavy lifting. Maybe the most heroic thing you can do for someone in their life is cheer someone on. Give them space. Give them a place where they can set their cape down without fear. Where they can fail without losing your faith. Where they can fail without judgment. Where they can fail without you looking at them differently. Where they can make a mistake and you don't keep talking about it. Where they can fail and get back up. Where they can laugh without worrying about how things look. Because maybe the greatest thing you'll ever do is not just be there when they need a hero, but be there when they don't. The world loves heroes in capes. But what we really need are humans who know when to blend in and when to stand out. People who keep their truth no matter the noise. People who are willing to see something different than what's in front of them. That's not less than superhuman. That's the heart of every true hero. The pressure to fit in, the chase for approval, the feeling of invincibility. It happens because we never expected to be rescued by Clark Kent. We're always waiting for Superman, the cape, the spectacle, the flash. But the real rescue comes quietly. It comes from the everyday, the vulnerable, what we call mundane, the only human showing up in their owning their space. Lives. That's where we find ourselves, because no one ever expected to be rescued by Clark Kent. Guys, I got to get out of here. But listen, as always, it's imparting. It's been a real blast. Don't forget, you can tune in right here every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite listening platform from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and so many more, guys. I got to get out of here. But it's always imparting. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go.